The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion already in progress.
And that's it. Basically, the book is over. That was a lot of reading. I appreciate you if you've made your way through the entire book, getting to this episode. Thanks for sticking with it and listening and sending all the kind emails and so forth that I received. This is actually the epilogue. There's nothing I really need to set this record straight about in that epilogue. I did my damnedest not to exaggerate anything in that chapter. You know, all those stories in there are true. The way Katrina dumped me, I'm sorry, I'm very, very tired. The September 11th story, the story about the old man at the deli, the story about our Christmas party. I struggled with this epilogue for a long time, trying to you know, boil down some of the relevant events of my life since my mission, to bring the book to somewhat of a satisfying conclusion. I hope it worked. There's one strange thing in this epilogue. Well, besides the reportage of Stuart Finn's, which is based on an email exchange that we had, there's one thing in the book that, you know, if I'm really setting the record, or in the epilogue, if I'm really setting the record straight, that I have to come clean about. As far as I know, it's not an exaggeration or a false story, but my friend Bob Howe, who I have to say has been a great friend of this book ever since the beginning, who's read most of the drafts, and there's been a lot of drafts, and offered a lot of really great advice. Bob is sort of in favor of removing the scene of him with the missionaries. He says because it's at odds with the tone of the rest of the book, which is essentially all first-person narration, where I'm narrating events that I witnessed and participated in, whereas that scene I'm writing entirely in the third person about events that I did not see and have only heard about secondhand. But I like the story, so... So I think it's going to stay in at least as long as some potential future book editor approves that is. Really, that's pretty much all I have to say. Oh, I also wanted to say something about the recording of this podcast. Today's episode, or this week's chapter of the memoir, the final chapter, the epilogue, is the only chapter in this podcast series that I have recorded newly in 2009 in its entirety. What I've done with most of this podcast is, as you might know, I originally serialized the book in my other podcast, William Shun's Shuncast, in which... You know, I talked about what was going on with my life and work, and then read a chapter from the memoir. And so the memoir was embedded in a larger program. I went back and chopped pieces out of those old Shuncast episodes so they could stand alone as their own podcast. Sorry if I'm a little incoherent here, and there's no excuse for it because, you know, it may be almost 10 at night, and I've been up and working since 5 a.m., but I haven't had a drop of alcohol yet today. It's long overdue. When I was doing this on the Shuncast, I always said I had a tall glass of water standing by while I read, and a glass of scotch in case of emergencies. And only one time did the passages I was reading out of the book require me to use the scotch before the end of the episode. So what was I saying before I got off on that tangent? In between the time when I originally recorded all these chapters for the Shuncast and the time when I revived The Accidental Terrorist as its own podcast this year, I had done another draft. I'd been through another draft of the book, and I'd made some changes. Not necessarily really substantive changes, but you know, I reinserted a chapter from a very early draft that had come out. I punched up some details, added some details in places from earlier in my life to create more of a thematic flow, or you know, whatever you want to call it. And this epilogue was one part of the book that got worked over more than pretty much any other part of the book. So in earlier chapters, when there were significant enough changes that I wanted those changes to be in the new podcast, I would just record those passages that I'd inserted and insert them into the audio. So that's why, especially in chapter one of The Accidental Terrorist, and I apologize for this, you may have been able to detect real jumps in audio quality, in sound recording levels, and so forth. It wasn't consistent at all. And the epilogue would have required so much of that I figured it was just going to be a whole lot easier to record the whole thing from scratch. So that's what I did tonight, Monday, October 26th, 2009. And I still have to go in a few minutes and edit the whole thing together, edit out the pauses, the bobbles, all that kind of thing, put the music in, put the whole thing together, throw it up online so that it goes live first thing Tuesday morning. This is also the first time I've not actually had all the upcoming podcasts in the can, up on the server, ready to go, weeks and weeks ahead of time. I've been working on a novel, and that's eaten up so much of my time. I just haven't wanted to take the time to do this final episode of The Accidental Terrorist. But now it's almost done, and it's been great. It's honestly been great. It's fun to be able to share the book as an entity with you. It's still out searching for a publisher. So if you want to be kept up to date with future news about The Accidental Terrorist, I have two suggestions for you. One, you can stay subscribed to this podcast. This, what you're listening to right now, the Setting the Record Straight episode for the epilogue, will be the last episode of this podcast for now. But if there's news about the book in the future, you know, it sells, whatever, I will record a new episode of The Accidental Terrorist so that it will just automatically come to you through iTunes or through your through whatever podcatching software you use, and you'll hear about it there. The other thing that you can do, however, is sign up for my mailing list at my website, shun.net, shun.net/list. Just go there, put in your name and email address, sign up for the mailing list. I don't send out a lot of mailings, but when I do, it's because there's something cool, something I think is cool going on. And so that's the place. That's what you can do to keep up to date on any news related to The Accidental Terrorist memoir. Again, thank you very much for listening. Hope you'll spread the word about the podcast around to your friends, and I look forward to one day hopefully seeing you in a bookstore while I'm signing this book. dedicated to you, loyal listeners. Thank you very much.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2007-2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.